Welcome to season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
She a witch, man.
A witch?
You was over here for a year before you even started saying words.
Because you weren't thinking.
Shut up. I thought you ain't like to talk.
You know what?
I thought you was a witch that didn't like to talk.
This is a P.O. box.
All right, I know. I'm going to hold it up and open it on there. We got some more. I saw a few rolling trays over here. Yeah, I love this. Y'all got to stop stealing all my P.O. box gifts. Yeah, y'all be leaving it up there too long. That's hard. That's hard. We are going to do it Friday night. How we sound, Cat? Hello. 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 Cat, you been watching Snowfall?
Hell yeah, brother.
Me and Weezy, that's for real.
What you been on this week, J-O-N? Where the new shit at? Nah, man. We doing one in August, me and Slick. South Carolina. August 28th. K, Kay, you gotta bring the Chevelle and the Grand National out, man. Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna make sure you have it ready. We coming deep. What's up, Miss Lady?
What's up?
Tell me something good.
Man, I'm working on a new project that I think gonna make the city proud.
Okay, bet. We about to talk about it.
That's what's good.
We about to talk about all this shit.
Let's see. What else is good? Shit, a lot. I'm still alive.
Yep.
You know what I'm
good
saying?
Acting ass.
Shit, I ain't got no fucking kids.
Yeah, they coming. They on your ass. They on your ass. You done got
I got no kids.
Niggas is Grammy too. Niggas is posting Woman Crush Wednesday of you ass Wanda now.
Listen, they be like, look, I have been, the type of shit that I've seen.
I've seen it too, that's what I'm telling you. You've been.
Niggas is wild.
Man, niggas is out here thugging with it. I'll be ready in a few minutes, y'all. Just waiting on Craig to give me this blunt.
What is it? I'm in my bag trying to get one.
I am.
Quit touching shit.
Right now. I'm deep in my bag. I'm
Black
talking about, I'm like,
cheat.
I'm up to the elbow part.
Okay. You jumped in that motherfucker with both feet.
Man, I'm trying to get to that shoulder though.
Hey, by the end of the year?
Shit, by the beginning of the summer.
Oh.
I ain't playing.
Okay.
I ain't fucked
okay.
that.
Okay.
I don't
Big
got time
bag summer.
Like that.
Okay.
Yeah, because this shit's so day to day. It could be at any moment now.
Right.
You know. I just be throwing shit, be pitching.
Look, something's gonna stick. Exactly.
Something about to stick.
So, I always tell people them blessings gonna spin the block.
Oh my lord. Oh my lord. They always be worried about the bad karma, but they don't never say nothing about the good ones.
I tell people
it's some
all
good
the time.
Karma out there too.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I stay trying to, you know, put my hands on everything.
2 Chainz said something a long time ago. He said griming. He said it was a speech he was doing. Grinding and timing. He was like, just grind, don't worry. Your grind gonna catch up with the time.
I know, I hope so.
He said it's grinding. You know, that nigga been name after name, 2 Chainz, Players Circle, Titty Boy.
I call him Titty Two Necklace.
Titty Two Necklace. Titty Two Necklace, like two necklaces behind between two titties.
Because it's 2 Chainz, man, you know, like he Titty Boy. And then he said he Titty Two Necklace. I was like, that's the coldest shit you done ever said.
Titty Two Necklaces.
I really wish my name was Titty Boy.
If you had another name, what would it be? If you had to rebrand.
Like if I had to pick like a Hollywood name?
Nah, like you funny, but then like, say you was funny like back in the day, Red Fox funny, and then you kind of came back out, but you maybe like colored your hair and got a little, you just look younger now. What would your name be?
Salvador Torricio.
That's how niggas would introduce you on the stage?
Salvador Torricio, or Dick Wolf.
Dick Wolf.
Yep. So that's some of my favorite names is Dick Wolf.
Uh-huh.
Emilio Estevez.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Balducci.
Mr. Balducci.
I just want to be important as fuck and somebody come out and say, Mr. Balducci was you like. Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
You know, I came and seen y'all at Fox.
At the Fox?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't. Craig, what the hell you do to this blunt?
Y'all did good. Y'all did great.
Craig told this blunt all the fuck up. Craig, all these new rolling tracks, you gonna make me roll a blunt. You are fired as the blunt.
I'm so proud of y'all.
2 minutes, everyone. 2 minutes. Can't smoke this ugly blunt on camera, Craig.
85. Since you smoke a lot, have you ever, like, did the mask stuff? You know how niggas...
Have a mask?
Yeah, the mask where you, like, get
mask,
super
that's
high,
for young motherfuckers who just start smoking.
So you never did, like, the bongs and the mask?
I don't smoke them bitches. I do not smoke no bong.
Okay.
That is child abuse to your lungs. I'm talking about one hit, I be high all day. I know motherfuckers who wake up hitting the bong with Patron in it and ice.
Oh, shit.
All types of shit. I don't fuck with it.
That Dabs. Is. He in the bond with your Patron?
Motherfucker had Patron. What's the other shit? Everclear.
Oh. Oh, that, yeah. They trying to die twice.
Yeah.
Oh, is this the countdown to bring us on the show?
Yeah, we working. No, that's not the count. That's just the clock that we use to keep time. But we got all the time in the world. Still 2 minutes. I got my other blunt.
Okay, good to know.
You need anything?
I'll probably get another water. Thank you.
No, we got a fridge full of water right here. Yeah, we got water.
Oh, appreciate it.
Yours ain't cold?
No, I'm going to take it out. I don't like cold water.
You want a Capri Sun?
Look, Nalos. I can't be on the fucking camera. You see my lips?
They look beautiful.
I can't be on the camera sucking down a Capri Sun straw. They're going to be like, at minute, go to minute 215.
They're going to do that anyway.
Why is Rhonda putting that straw in her mouth?
They going to do that anyway.
Go to minute 215.
I'm telling you now. They fucking with it. What's up, OnlyFans, bro? Hey, get the fuck out the camera.
That's what they gonna be like. Oh my God. I'm like, look. Yeah. It's gonna be a GIF.
You know them aunties on Facebook didn't know you was acting. They had the Wonder picture and the Instagram picture, like, she doing so good.
No, it's the ones who people feel like someone posted Rashida from Insecure and then Wanda from Snowfall, and it was like, what happened? She was a lawyer and now she, like, yeah, they don't be knowing. I done posted a couple and people be like, oh my God. It's one guy, he started to save Wanda, like, each time he do something, thank you.
He just wanted to give you that. That's bad.
Thank you.
He always posted the thirst trap. Everybody on the squad down followed him.
One of them, okay. Got it. You Dad, single.
Dad ain't had a shirt on since November. As soon as we said his name on camera, that nigga had 1,000 shots. Like, Dad, you get your good ass on. Him and Roy. Goddamn, Roy put a flower behind his ear. I was like, nigga, you did this on purpose. You got both nipples in the picture, Roy. Roy turned so both nipples. Jimmy Wynn be doing them I Am Pretty photo shoots. Go to my store if you want to see what I did. This nigga be close as fuck to the camera. These bitches gonna see these eyes.
Oh my God.
I don't even know why they trying. Craig get all the hoes. Holy little Craig. Bet. That nigga post a picture with crumbs on his lip. And hey, Joe changed his Instagram every time I say it on camera. Hey, man, he's smoking Joe. That bitch be like, Joe from the Schmo. Goddamn, Cat on the 85 South Show page arguing with CNN. These bitch ass niggas. I'm like, Cat, can't get political on the brand page. Can't be doing everything.
Yeah, buddy.
All right, let's get some motherfucking order in the court.
All right.
J-O-N, how you feeling today? Not a man of many words.
I felt like that answer was not enough for you. You was waiting on more.
It's plenty for me. It's the people who watch the show. They be like, man, you don't never let J-O-N say nothing. They act like when the cameras is off, I be like, you better not say shit. I make sure that nigga is mic'd every time we get on this goddamn show. He don't want to say nothing.
You've always known his name is J-O-N?
No, it was John at first.
Oh, okay.
Then he changed it.
Okay.
Because I kept like, hey, John, he would not answer me.
He's J-O-N, formerly known as John.
Yeah, but okay. If you call him John.
Yeah, he told me.
Nothing.
Okay.
He is committed to that.
Okay.
I saw his own brother call him John once, and he kept walking. What if you did that? Just break your name down. No, it's K-A-R-L-O-U-S. Carlos? No. K-A-R-L-O-U-S. It's too long.
What's your mama name? Okay.
I don't talk to the name. His voice betray. He be trying to sound too sexy. Hate this name. Hey, look, you got some weed? No, man. Fucking phone sex operator voice ass nigga. That's why they all hate me. I be talking about all these niggas right in front of them.
They love it.
These can't stand me. You over there checking if we unfollowed you? Dad, we don't want to see your fucking chest. Look, Dad, pull this phone out. I'm gonna tell you, they all unfollowed you, Dad.
All the viewers will follow you.
No, they won't. They don't know how to spell Thad. No, they don't, bro. I'm telling you. All right, Kat. What's Gail Bean sound like over there?
Oh, thank you.
She sounds beautiful. Like it. All right, close your eyes. Say something, Gail.
Oh, shit.
Y'all ready to get this shit started? All right, welcome back to the 85 South Show. Oh, my God. Stop everything, man. Stop everything. We get some very important people in here sometimes. Now, check this out. We got one of my favorite new actresses in the building. She over there killing shit over there on Snowfall and all kinds of various other projects. You might see her pop up on Insecure or something. She is just a dope-ass black woman doing her thing. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe it's Chico Bean cousin. Yo, she's from the Gail Bean. Are you Chico's cousin?
I'm not.
That's the first question.
He.
You sure? It ain't a lot of beans.
You know what? Bean is not my last name.
Come on now.
But see, I didn't want to get people to legal because then I ain't want them to be digging.
Well, damn.
Yeah.
Fuck.
So we're gonna roll with Bean. Wait, is that his last name?
Yeah. That's his real one.
Oh. Is Chico his real first name?
Nope.
Okay.
Y'all might be related. You see how y'all did that?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, man.
Okay.
What's been going on, man?
Man, ain't shit.
First of all, it's good to see you. You look amazing and great and all
those. Thank you.
Doing your thing and you're killing it and you act great as fuck and super talented.
I mean, look, I'm just trying to stack and stay out of the way.
You doing a damn good job,
I'm trying
man.
To
you
say hello.
On America's favorite show right now.
Oh, thank you, America.
Yeah, like the whole cast, the whole America.
Oh, yeah.
I can't speak for the white people because I don't know them like that.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, I know a few of them. The ones I know watch it.
Okay.
And the ones that haven't seen it, they're like, I didn't know. I'll check it out.
Okay.
So, I don't know none of the ones who just like, nope.
Okay, I'll take that. So, I appreciate that.
Man, just give me the whole rundown. How did we get here?
You.
First.
Let me
all,
just say congratulations on the motherfucker. This is fire.
Come on, man.
This is fire. I walked in and I was like, oh. You know, then they told me, you know, we're fans, but we're just being, you know, nice and everything. And I wanted to be like, oh my fucking God, this nigga done came up. But I was just like, oh, this is so nice.
They don't know about the grind we was out here putting down way before all the lights and cameras
listen,
and action.
I've seen you grind. Like, yeah. Back when I was in school, you was really getting it, like, in the slave dungeons.
Come on.
Like, really chopping bricks. Like, this is
digging
beautiful.
Me
this is beautiful. Like,
you,
just to see you on your whole journey. So, you know, when we first met, it was Cloud 9.
Come on.
Shout out to Rose Rod. He the people connector.
Yep.
And I just used to come up there and try to get any gems that I could. So just witnessing you guys grinding day in, day out, and watching all the seeds that y'all planted come to fruition has been inspiring. Mm. And I feel like all the things that I've learned here, you know, I'm from here, from Stone Mountain.
Come on now.
Really helped me when I went to L.A. and was grinding and being able to see, like, oh, it takes time, but it's coming. You know, just don't give up. Stay down and come up. And then... You know, one day I see you on Wildin' Out.
one day.
And I said, motherfucking Carlos ass done got him a gig.
Had to.
Steady gig.
Come on.
So, I mean, I went out there. It was audition after audition, a million no's.
Yeah.
I remember every single one. But.
I heard a rumor.
What? Tell me.
I heard you was this close to being the Pine Sol lady.
Listen.
I know people.
Listen.
Your name came up.
It depends on how much you're gonna pay.
Do you remember the Pine Sol lady?
I remember the Pine Sol lady.
She was getting pretty.
It would have either been her or I would have gladly been the Popeyes lady.
No. No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Fuck no.
Why not?
Hell no.
She making monies. To me, she on the same level as Flo. Progressive. She. Who don't eat at Popeyes? And they came out with the chicken sandwich? Rebranding.
All right. Mm-hmm. See, because Burger King tried it with Mary J. Blige.
I've never seen that.
And that
what?
Was, because, exactly, it was a fiasco.
I've never seen that.
Yeah, she was singing about the chicken sandwich or everything.
Well, see, I can't sing.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, I never said you couldn't. I'm just
what
saying,
would I do with pine salt?
You would take it to another level.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm.
So what was that grind like in L.A.? Especially being from the South. And that's a very strange place.
You know, they look down. Well, I will say this. Everybody, L.A. is a place where it's an air of, like, who are you and what do you do and why do we give a fuck?
Right. So like, you better not be doing what I'm doing. It's a hint of that in there, too.
Okay.
Like, oh, when you leaving, nigga.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I thought you were saying, I better not be doing what you're doing to get where you're going.
Yeah,
like, I was like, what you doing?
They don't like when you do what they do out there. They
It's not a collaborative, supportive, and going there is definitely like starting from all over from the scratch, from bottom. Like, right. If you did a lot to them, it's like you've done nothing.
Because you didn't do it there.
Exactly. Excuse me. So, going there, like I said, I didn't know anybody, so it wasn't like I was plugged in and had nobody to ask or call. I was literally like, okay, God, I'm gonna need you to be my agent, my manager, my publicist, and get me in the door somewhere.
Right.
So I was like on Actors Access, on LA Casting, like looking up auditions online, like really trying to get my foot in a door.
Right.
I ended up submitting to a boutique agency out here, because as soon as I moved there, I had just got my agent, like right before I moved, my very first agent here. And then I moved and she was like, oh, you're in LA, I'm gonna have to drop you.
Stupid.
So I was like, damn. She didn't even ask my situation, like you didn't know if I could fly back and forth, self-tapes. And I asked her and she was just like, nah. So I said, okay, cool, well, you know, thank you for
she
your
time. She
wasn't
a good agent.
She wasn't, it's cool though. Then I told my homeboy, I was like, damn, I don't know what to do. That was my first agent. Like, I'm really lost. I don't know what to do. He was like, just submit to some agencies in the Southeast. Submitted to one. And this lady called me. She talked to me on the phone for like an hour. And she was like, okay, I'm going to sign you. And I think that year she sent me 4 auditions. And I tell people all the time, it's not quantity, it's quality. She sent me 4. I booked 1. And that went to Sundance Film Festival. And that brung... like, so it garnered so much attention and exposure. I got Next Generation 10 breakout actors. I got like a bunch of stuff. Thank you.
That's what we do over
here. Thank you.
We celebrate that type of shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that.
We don't wait till some shit happens to tell you you're great. We'll tell you right then.
Thank you. Oh, okay. All of y'all, I hope y'all have a nice life.
Yeah, we fucking with you over there.
So then like other agencies and management companies were more so knocking at my door. I decided to, you know, stay loyal and wait. I was like, I want to give my agent a chance because she got me this. She was black. She was very educated. And
she ain't black no more?
She is black. You're right. You're right.
Should be happening.
What's the baseball guy?
Sammy Sosa.
Yeah.
He did that shit on purpose, though. That didn't shit happen to him.
Okay, but Michael Jackson did not do it on purpose.
No.
Okay, that's what I thought.
No.
Okay. You sensitive?
I'm just saying, man. Michael Jackson is a fucking legend, bro.
Okay. I'm sorry.
And the thing is, like,
I really
hurt
you.
I got this conspiracy theory that we really don't even know what he looked like. Because we never got to see him. Because, like, when we saw him, he was already Michael Jackson. Like, how much of that shit was just, like, we seeing him is like, ah. Uh-huh. How much of that shit was really there?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Because I was following you, but then I got lost in
the maze. But I'm saying, like, we didn't ever see this nigga like, man, that's Michael Jackson. We saw this nigga as Michael Jackson.
Okay.
So it's like,
okay,
it was some extra hype on that shit that we saw as fans that wasn't really there. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
That's all I'm saying.
Who? Okay, so then who of this generation is, like, Michael Jackson level? Like, we only seen him as...
Beyoncé.
We see her when she was Destiny Child, Beyoncé.
That's Michael Jackson, Jackson 5.
Okay.
Started out with 5 members.
Okay.
Maybe 6.
Okay. He might be right.
And she was what? Talented
teenager?
As hell. Exactly.
Yeah.
But how long she been doing this? Since she was Michael Jackson age. You seen the old tapes, the clips in the documentaries and shit.
Okay, you right.
Yeah. She was definitely born to do this.
Let me see, is she the only one? Yeah.
She make movies? Who else? I'm just saying, she make movies and cartoons and can't nobody...
She's talented.
Stupid talented.
She's extremely talented.
You asked. Ain't nobody
else? I would not say actor or voiceover, but can get on that stage.
I'm saying... As a whole.
Now, I didn't see Lion King. But I did see, what was it? Austin Powers?
Killed it. She killed it. She killed the whole
series. She was not in Foxy Brown, was she? Oh, okay. I was like, wait a minute.
You are?
No. I should be?
I'm just saying, I feel like it.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, shit, that's basically the gist. Well, I got an agent. That shit kicked off, and then I gave her about a year, and things was kind of like slow motion. I felt like she had the momentum from Sundance, and I didn't feel like she delivered.
Right.
So then I was like, you know, business move. I love you. You've been great. I got to take my talents elsewhere. Got with my agent that I'm with now, Innovative Artists, my management company. Oh, thank you.
Aren't they some great agents? It's
that?
Like you go over there and they listen and they got all these different departments and people, they know you when you go over there. And
everybody
and
is working.
Huh?
Oh my God, I love Fawn.
I just love her.
No, y'all, he for real. Like Fawn is a real person.
Yes.
I know she is the money person.
Yeah.
If it's anything that's not right, I got Fawn ass on speed dial. Like, yeah. You're right, you know.
Fawn called me before I called. I know you're gonna call. We're working on it.
Now listen, because you remember Straight Outta Compton?
Yeah.
That scene with Ice Cube when he went in there? Listen, I was gonna have one in a moment. So now they has us on speed dial.
Right.
Like, but no, I love Fawn.
Yeah.
I love Innovative. Yeah. And I'm with Anonymous Content. And when I say they fucking work their ass off.
Right.
They grind. Like, I know a lot of people that complain about their reps, and they come to me, but I'm like, I'm really happy. Like,
they
making sure I'm working. And they, like you said, they listen. I say, hey, I'm open to audition for everything, but I'm not going to take everything. But I feel like auditioning is exposure.
Right.
And exposure leads to expansion. So I can get, this casting director may be casting for something else in the future, you know, they may know someone else who they could recommend me to, but yeah, they put me out there.
Man, so what's the whole overall experience been like, you know, going from the audition hustle,
mm-hmm.
waiting on a lot of shit to happen, you know,
mm-hmm.
being in that grind, and now it's like, shit, you don't have time to do it. And these jobs are calling you like, I can't. From looking for the work to turning down the work, that's
Ooh.
What I'm saying.
So it's still surreal to me.
Yeah.
Like, the show I'm working on now was a straight offer, which is fucking mind-blowing.
Don't you love those?
Oh, it's so mind-blowing.
Come back in for an audition.
It's so mind-blowing.
What you doing Tuesday? Did you get the contract?
Yeah. Yes.
They know what you're capable of.
And this is why I say the blessing's gonna spin the block, because the show, I auditioned for them in 2018.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Like five, I went in 5 times.
Damn.
Same role. And it was like, okay, now it's a callback. Now it's a director session. Now it's this. But that's the industry. That's the grind. And in the beginning, I mean, when that happened, the casting loved me, creator loved me. I almost said the network. The network was like, nah.
See, that's the one thing The pandemic is going to change, though. Ain't nobody got time for no 5 fucking callbacks, man.
Oh, yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Get to the point.
Nah.
Stop playing with these Black actors and actresses, man. They ain't calling people phone for nothing and wasting people time.
We got that other guy. He's coming up to the phone.
Come on, man.
You want to or not?
Come on now.
So, yeah, that's a beautiful thing. Like, it came back around. And when it came back around, it was like, hey, we want you.
Yeah.
So what's your schedule like? And I was like, I don't know what Snowfall doing, but we'll see.
Man, tell me about Snowfall, man. Did you ever think that this shit would get to this level?
Listen.
I'm talking about it's a blockbuster.
Snowfall been on my radar since 2015. But see, that's the speaking thing to existence. You say you're trying to get the bag done. Like, I spoke that shit into existence. So you say you trying to jump off with it before summer. It can happen.
Oh, yeah. I already know.
Like, Snowfall, it was on the radar, and I sent it to my reps like, hey, I'm very proactive. And they cool with that. I'd be like, hey, check on this. I heard about this. What's going on with this? Is it a role in there for me on this project?
All right.
Because I feel like, shit, we all need to be working. So if I hear something I'm going to tell y'all. If y'all hear something, tell me. I tell them all the time, look, send me scripts. If you got clients that have written a script and they're looking for it, send it to me. If you hear about a book adaptation, send it to me so I can jump ahead of it. I could already read the book. But I'd been telling them about Snowfall, and then they were like, oh, we checked it. There weren't any roles big enough in it for you. And I was like, oh, fuck. They were like, it was older roles. It's already cast. Then there was a recasting, because that was when it was like D-Ray, Lauren, a couple of people. And then there was a recast of the pilot. So I was like, hey, they're recasting now. Is there a role now that's big enough for me that you feel that's not cast yet? They were like, no, but we'll keep an eye out. And when I first moved to L.A., I was like, I can't leave because I don't want to miss nothing. Like, right. If an audition come, I need to be here. Finally, I was like, you know what? It's my birthday. Some friends were shooting a web series, so I went out to Chicago. Soon as I fucking get to Chicago, I get an email for an audition for Snowfall Season 2. I said, what the fuck? The one time I say, I'ma just go. You know what I'm saying?
Get your ass back.
I said, okay, I'm out of town for my birthday. Is there any way we could reschedule it? They was like, no, but they will take a tape. I said, okay. So I'm filming all day. The DP was like, oh, I'll put you on tape for your audition. It was a long-ass day, though. So afterwards, he was like, can we do it tomorrow? I was like, nah, I'm ready. So the director was like, I'll tape you. Super cool. My cast member was like, I'll read with you. So it was after a long, when I say long, long day, more than 12 hours. It was like, I think we was doing 16, 18-hour days on that.
Shit.
Yeah. And they was like, we'll tape you. So we go in one of the rooms in the office. They put me on tape. I send it. And then I got an email back. And my reps were like, casting loves you. They want to know when you'll be back. Oh, now it's when I'm going to be back now.
Yeah, that's the game.
So I was like, oh, okay, I'll be back this day. So it was like, okay, cool. They want you to come in person for a chemistry test.
Did you study for the chemistry test? Was it hard? Did you know the formulas? I'm just fucking with y'all, stupid. Stupid ass little dumb.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you what happened. So I left Chicago, came home real quick, was kicking it with my brother. That's when D-Ray, his thing came out, his stand-up on
Netflix. Okay.
I watched it with my brother, and I believe in omens. So I watched it with my brother. I was like, ha, this is funny. Went back to L.A. It was a sofa like this and a sofa, like a single individual chair right there. I get to the chemistry test. He's sitting right there. I was like, I didn't know him, had never met him. I was like, what the fuck? I text my brother. I was like, I'm about to book this shit because D right here, we just watched this nigga stand up. I was like, so then I was like comfortable. The guy
Shut
who plays Leon Cunt. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, fuck shit. It's crazy, because D-Ray, when we was in Memphis, he was there, and he fucking was on this shit.
Oh, shit!
Crazy.
He's good people.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Isaiah came. He played Leon. He came. We talked a little bit. I was like, oh, you know, we used to be in the same class, but not in the same class. Like, we both took acting here, but at different times. We were at the same school. So we had never met. And I was like, oh, I heard about you. He was like, I heard about you. And it was just cool. I think that kind of just, like, broke the ice. So then when we got in the room, there was chemistry instead of it kind of being a little awkward and weird. And that shit hit. Listen, we walked in there. The room was so small, and it was, like, 13 people in the room. So I was like, where we supposed to act at? But I think I had maybe that chair to the end of this table. And I was like, even if we in their face, we're going to give it to them.
Bro. Well, I'm glad that shit happened, man, because the shit you bring to the character.
Thank you.
Like, the timing is crazy, man. And Wanda as a character is just so funny.
She has came a long way.
You feel me?
Like, I thought, when I booked that, I was like, oh, I'm going to be so L.A. I'm going to have the nails. Because the description said, round the way girl. So I was like, bad. I was so excited. Like, oh, I'm about to kill it. And then she got on drugs, and I was like, wait, what? I was like, that bitch smoking crack. She on the glass. I was like, wait a minute. I was like, oh, shit. Okay. It's like, that's interesting. It's real. But yeah, I was like, okay, y'all keeping it real.
Yeah, so. you digging deep, man, because that shit is so far from the person you are in this life.
Thank you.
Where you get the inspiration from?
Family.
For real?
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. I got to pay. I'm going to be honest. I had some really great family members that was on crack. No, I'm serious, though. Like, that just... Like, black people, they know. White people be like, oh, my God.
Really? Yeah, we didn't even
and I'm
do
like,
a
no, like, for real.
About all that crack
like, they was really
members.
On crack. But they was... I love them. But I only... What I do love about Wanda, I'm young enough to where... I never seen a crackhead pre-crack. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I don't know. Older people, they seen folks before they got on crack. But when I was born, people who was gonna do crack was already doing it. So it was good to, like, see. I feel like with Wanda, exactly how that happened, exactly how I experienced it. I'm sorry, I mean, exactly as I experienced it, Gail, as a person, is how motherfuckers who did crack experienced it. Like, they didn't know they was gonna be cracked out. They was like, shit, we partying, we vibing. I'ma hit this little dope. I'ma hit this crack. And then we gonna go fuck. And next thing you know, they got a crack baby. So, yeah, that was a lot of fun, though.
I bet it was.
It's a lot of fun.
Man, I'm coming. I'm coming for the Hollywood Hills one day.
Come on. We need you here.
Right.
But we need you to come on, like, all the way in.
Come all the way in.
Because it needs a lot more. Hollywood needs more people who are just, like, cool and not so fucking full of themselves and in their head and so...
Damn, man. I'm just bullshit.
Just... Like, they cool. They cool to laugh. They, you know what I'm saying? It's that everything being so serious and so sensitive and so, like...
Ain't that the game, though?
In their head.
That's the whole... That's
Is
the whole
it?
Everywhere.
Is it?
Yes.
Everywhere, like where?
The world. It's like the world is looking for some shit to be sensitive about.
Well, I must not fucking live. I must live under a rock.
Well, you better get your ass from under there.
I like it.
Because once they find out where you live, they come with that bullshit. So this way you live. Okay, you little rock kid or whatever.
Nah, I mean, but you, yeah, it need more people like you. I think that's what keeps it going. That's what keeps it genuine and fun.
Oh, yeah.
Because if not, then shit, we all gonna be in private school.
Oh, once they let me in there, it's a motherfucking rap. I'm coming in with an obscure-ass role also.
Okay.
Lenny the truck driver. Come through killing it on the white sitcom. I'll tell you another thing. Don't make that chili again. They always get a black character from obscure lines in them white thickums. But I'm going to fuck them up, I'm telling you.
If you could get a role, what would be like your role? What would be your introduction breakout role?
My introduction breakout role.
Yeah.
Ooh. Call down at the motherfucking sports authority or some shit like that.
Okay.
I need to be one of them reoccurring that get about 2-3 good shots a show.
Okay.
Yeah. Carl at the diner. The motherfucking cook at the Waffle House.
So would you do a serious role, though?
Man, a serious one?
Yeah, but you would
I'd be
for
somebody's
real?
Alcoholic husband. Hell yeah. Narcissistic as fuck. When did they start casting toxic masculinity?
Okay. So like a...
Listen, bitch.
What's that damn show on Showtime? Me. Is it Showtime or Stars? Damn, I can't think of the name
you
of it.
You hate me already. See? That's what I'm saying.
Damn. We'll get it. What network?
All of them. I'd start at Lifetime. I would be three terrible motherfuckers in a row.
You start at Lifetime, you're going to have to play some serious, a real role.
I'm telling
like
you.
Like shit that really happened.
Exactly.
Like the stuff you see on ATL Scoop.
Right. Yeah. Terrible motherfucker.
Yeah.
I'm talking about this thing, like, I hate this nigga.
Series regular him, y'all.
Hell yeah. I'm
that would
coming.
Be dope.
I'll be sending my tapes in and shit.
Okay.
Sometimes. Sometimes I'll be like, man, fuck it, whatever.
You gotta send your tape in.
I know, but I'll be busy. I'm a comedian. I got a job.
You can. You a comedian first?
Yeah, you don't have to do everything. I'm just over here. When they need some comedians, I'll be over here.
Why don't you, like, would you do a, well, y'all had a live show. Would you do a sketch?
Yeah.
Like a, what the fuck? Like an SNL?
That's
more like a, what is it? Nah, like.
Nah, I'll do some sketch comedy.
Like a, I was trying to not laugh.
I have my degree in sketches. I started there.
No, what's the fucking show? It's an old show. They was trying to bring it back.
Whose line is it anyway?
With Jim Carrey. Yes. In Living Color.
Yeah, I'd do some shit like that.
You do some shit like
yeah,
that?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Why don't y'all make a Atlanta one where it's like...
I know we didn't.
Okay, bad.
We got stuff.
Big.
We got stuff.
Okay.
You all, oh, the static, we can't talk about that?
It's no, yeah.
Oh, okay.
My bad.
No, we got some things okay. And some stuff.
Okay.
That we've been, you know, working on that nobody know about over here.
Okay. Because I feel like it's, I seen this T-shirt. I think it said, like, Atlanta influences everything.
It did. It does.
It does. Exactly. It does. So I feel like there's so, if the world is going to change, Atlanta has to change it. You see what I'm saying? So if y'all, if there is some things to kind of get people back to laughter and fun and not being so uptight and so sensitive and so like, I have to belong here or here or there, here or here or here, or dogs are more than people, it's got to come through genuine feel-good content.
That's why we make this show, because we already understand that people got their own problems, and we don't even make this show for everybody. This is a very target market right here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
For ladies who get their nails done and bite the nails off.
That would be me.
Yeah. We know exactly who watched this shit.
That would be me.
This one right here specifically.
Yes, sir.
This podcast right here is for people who go to work. Clock in, sit down first.
Okay, so who would be on your podcast is for like niggas that watch OnlyFans at 12, 6, and 6:30?
Them the type of niggas that pee on the floor and get it up with their sock.
You did a lot of bad shit when you was a kid, huh?
I guess. I mean, looking back, I wouldn't have kept me. Like, that's the test. If you can look back at your childhood and be like, would I have kept me for a day? Fuck no.
Oh, you wouldn't have babysit you? I thought you meant you would have had an abortion if you were pregnant with you.
You are so dark.
I'm sorry.
I meant like a babysit. I'm here already. Goddamn.
No.
Like, if I was my own nephew, I would never spend no time with me.
What? You would neglect you?
Yes. Damn. I deserved it.
Okay.
I deserved it. I was terrible. I'm talking about I was a terrible little kid. I used to curse more than I curse now.
Do you feel people would keep your child?
Hell no.
No, he bad?
No, on grandma only, bro. My son?
Yes.
Oh, my son ain't nothing like me.
Okay.
I was way worse than him.
No, you say grandma only, like grandma only, like, as in that's the only person you trust, or grandma only is?
I thought we were talking about my little badass. It was like, it was only family. I didn't have nobody watching me.
Okay.
Family only.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Terrible. Then after a certain point, they was just like, you so bad, stay here by yourself. And I was like, I will. Early, too. Early.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Damn.
Badass.
I can see it.
Terrible child.
But it usually be the badass kids that end up being real successful. Why is that?
Because you, if you still alive. Because you can take that same badass energy and do some good shit with it.
You're right.
That's how this happened. Bad kids so, taking over.
That's the case. They need to give a lot of motherfuckers in jail.
That's too far.
Oh, okay.
That's too far. Don't give them shit.
No, okay. No. I'm just saying.
That's the beautiful thing about them. You don't have to get them shit and they'll make
refocus
some.
Refocus and redirect.
No.
Yes.
Nah. Maybe the nonviolent offenders. But
okay.
I don't know.
Maybe.
Just maybe.
Just maybe.
So what else you got coming up?
The show that I'm working on now.
Are you in production or is coming up?
Well, we're rehearsing.
Okay.
We don't actually start filming until the end of this month.
All right.
But my addition to the cast hasn't been announced yet, so that's why I can't, like, okay. Say it.
So it's early. We in there early. This is an exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
I bet. Good. Look, do your thing.
Okay.
Do your thing, though. Don't spill the beans.
Thank you. I'm not, but when I fucking do.
Come on, man. Do your thing like you always
do.
Yeah,
I'm excited. I really feel like my addition is, like, bringing the whole essence of Atlanta to the show.
Yeah.
Which is a great show. It's not missing anything. But I do think it will, you know, when you want to join something, people be like, well, what can you bring for? When I was joining Delta, they were like, well, what? Why you? Because Delta's already great, so why do we need you?
That's what they said.
They didn't, but
shout out to the Delta. I didn't know that shit was that hard. We already good. What the fuck you knew?
that's kind of like, I feel like the show is already really great and people already fuck with it. So it's more like, okay, well, why would we bring you on? And it was just like, shit, I'm gonna turn that bitch up a notch. Like,
that's what you told
me? Nah, but now I feel like.
Did you tell the Deltas that at least? Come on now. What'd you tell the Deltas when they asked that?
What did I? Damn, that was so long ago.
You have to play that off if somebody's like, we are really great. What you do? Like, what I mean, yo?
I think I just said, you know.
Y'all ain't really old shit.
Bring something like, y'all, think y'all
I mean, y'all cool.
Oh my God.
Wait, that's what I'm fucking with you though. You get money fucking with me.
So yeah, I mean, that's happening. I'm a writer, as you know. So working on writing and producing some of my own things and really trying to get some shows I've developed, some films I've developed out there, picked up on some big platforms. So working the back end on that. And, you know, I'm trying to legitimize my nonprofit because I've been doing it for a few years, but I don't have none of the paperwork on it. So just trying to legitimize it so I can write some things off with it that I've already done.
We know some people.
Y'all know some people?
Did you know the Citizens Trust got a bank and ran by some black folks?
I have a Citizens Trust account. Yes.
We know them people. We'll plug you in.
Please.
Hell yeah.
Wait, you high. Are you serious?
I'm dead the fuck serious. Okay. Baby and everything.
Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah, I would like that. I'm also trying to get a home, so I've been talking to them.
I know them. Don't worry about them.
Okay, yeah,
I've been writing
yeah.
some shit, too, in okay. cursive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What else? Shit. Yeah. Got a new boyfriend. We just had our anniversary today. 1 year.
Ooh. He here?
He's not here.
I thought you pointed at somebody.
No, I said one. I said one, like 1 year.
Like 1 year. I know that nigga.
We got an OnlyFans, so... No, I'm kidding.
Stop
I get it.
That'd be funny as hell. You're on OnlyFans. Come out as Wanda.
Hey, what y'all doing?
Oh, my God. So, yeah, our anniversary is today.
That's dope.
Yeah.
Congratulations
thank
on that.
You,
how
thank
long
you.
It's been?
1 year.
Oh, okay. All right, damn.
But no, it's like a good, it's like a great 1 year. Yeah. So like, we was living together after a month.
For real?
Like, yeah.
What the fuck?
It's one of those things where like, when you know, shit was cool.
I'm gonna drink it.
No, it was cool. It was like.
That's the last shit I want to be there. Cool.
No,
now I'm
I mean, like,
live with you because y'all cool.
No, I mean cool, like fun, like a good time.
Yeah, at your house. Yeah, we're gonna have fun. We together. We don't need to have overnight fun.
No, oh yes. Oh
y'all
yes.
Y'all was in that bitch like stepbrothers. We got so much room for activities. Got the bunk beds. Groceries.
Oh God.
We can eat Fruit Loops till we fucking Earl.
So yeah, I mean, I got three out of five of my brothers have babies on the way with their
oh,
wives.
Oh shit! One of your brothers is capitalizing on your success.
my sister.
They married.
You had to say that part too. I thought these were street babies.
No, they're wives. They're okay. Wives.
This is in the family, all right.
Yes. So
the
I'm
mother
triple
two girls like, he ain't lying. Yeah. My little sister. Ain't got no motherfucking wife.
One of my brothers told me when I meet Rihanna, he said, look, I risk it all.
And if he don't answer, call me. Call me.
Okay.
I got a whole, don't worry, I ain't even talk about it.
Okay. I'll just call you.
For real. I feel like she's looking for me. I don't know why, but in my mind, I be looking at all them pictures of her coming out the club. She just be looking like.
She looking like what, Los?
Is Los out?
Let me know.
I feel like I'm gonna have to meet her two times, though. Like, the first time, I ain't gonna really, it's gonna take at least two times. But if she keeps seeing me, she gonna be like, you just don't give up, do you? And I'm gonna be like,
is that no. Her accent?
To me, in my mind. That's how she sounds.
She sounded like Iranian.
In my mind.
Slovakian.
Yeah.
Okay.
But she from over there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what else? What's been up with you?
With me? Shit. 85 Southin.
Okay. Okay.
Cat, you see I broke the fan shirt out because we about to get back on the road again.
Okay. Okay. Where y'all first show gonna be at?
Biloxi? Is it Biloxi? Where?
Biloxi, what is that, Mississippi?
Biloxi.
That's
the first one we can announce, right?
Okay, yeah. See, it's tentative as fuck.
Okay, okay.
But I'm excited.
Okay.
I know we're going to Biloxi.
Do you like being on the road more than in studio?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Why?
Because on the road, we in and out.
Okay.
I might be in this bitch for 4 days.
Okay.
Nah, I'm just bullshit.
Locked in the dungeon.
Nah, I feel like this is so vital to the road, though.
Yeah.
Because this keep them informed and up to date. And
yeah.
Give a shit to talk about when they see us. They're like, nigga, when you had mother, I wanted to know. Wait, you should have told her I fought with her.
Listen, I shout out to everybody that fought with me because people be going so hard for Wanda. Like, right. I'm telling you, the dude had one episode clean. Wanda, stay strong. Two episodes clean. We're rooting for you. It was like he had digitized my face on a protest poster.
Yeah.
Like, as if the crowd was marching for Wanda to stay clean.
Yes.
Like, they really be going hard. Yeah. And then the thing went viral of, like, crack Wanda and, like, uncrack Wanda. But I was confused because I'm like, y'all niggas seen her in season two. And season three, like, pre-crack.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation.
I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating.
And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courtney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
So now y'all, everybody's like as if I just became beautiful.
Yeah, they fucking with you, man.
But I appreciate it.
I see, I saw a whole feed of Woman Crush Wednesday. But ask Wanda, though.
With the teeth and all?
All that.
Oh.
She was doing this in one. Oh. Boy, y'all niggas is something else, boy. I gotta unfollow some more.
Oh, listen, with that makeup on my teeth.
And the fucked up part is people don't understand this is TV. They really be like, I'm glad she getting us together.
They invested. Have you ever ate spinach and then it's like a phlegm left on your teeth?
Oh, my God. I don't eat spinach.
Oh, well, for the spinach eaters. I don't know what it's like. Okay, never mind. I need to go.
Don't worry. Don't ask me. My life is fucked up. Okay. And I don't want to corrupt you.
Okay. I ain't gonna ask.
I don't.
Okay, with that grace. Okay, so on the road.
On the road.
I want to say that I seen your show in person.
For real?
I told you earlier at the Fox.
Yeah.
Y'all motherfuckers is funny.
Thank you.
Like, y'all funny, but in person, it's like, it's a different funny because you know that, okay, there's a show that they might have, like, talked about it some, planned it out. But then you guys also do little shit that is not a part of the show where it's like y'all just going candy off the audience and stuff.
Yeah, that's the most of it, man. Because a lot of those shows, people don't know. They always watch the intro. It's like, Craig can tell you, when we were backstage on the live shows, nigga, a lot of them times we just got there. So there is no rehearsal. It ain't like we getting together like 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 days in the building. They see, that's when you come in. You the singer. You are the core of this. If you don't feel like singing it, we can't do it. I mean, Chico is on the baritone right now. And you know I'm just feeling it. Let's take it from the top, man. Come on. We'll be here as long as it takes. 5, 6, 7, 8. We got Terry's in the building. Give me 2 more of those and we can get out of here. Give me 2 more of those. That's all I'm at. 2 more. 2 more. You gotta want this.
So that's not happening.
All right, now let's do the steps with it. 5, 6, 7, 8. Teenage in the building. Point to the titty. Point! Fucking point! Is it too hard to point? All right, I guess we'll just go on the stage and do whatever the fuck we want to do then. Just don't nobody want to rehearse. Motherfuckers want to be
improv.
Great, but don't nobody want to rehearse.
All improv.
Craig. Come on, man. If you don't get the shot, get across there. Don't fucking get across there. We need, if we're going to do this the opening, you got to get across there, Craig.
Oh, shit. Yeah. It's amazing. For Come those on. Who haven't seen it, it's a must-see. Like, it's a different experience. It's man. Not... You know, you go to a comedy show, and comedy shows are good. Sometimes you have motherfuckers who not funny, you got motherfuckers that's hilarious, and then you got people that make you, like, smirk. But it's nonstop laughter, like, right. Knock your socks off, like, hitting the motherfucker you came with.
See, that's the difference. It's like, we're not going out there to be like, hey, we're comedians and we're funny. Like, this is the family reunion. Can you believe this shit? Look who in this motherfucker, man. That's how our other cousins will be wearing big shoes and shit. You feel what I'm
yeah,
saying?
Yeah, that's so what it's like. It feel
whole,
like it.
Yeah, the whole atmosphere is just like, you
it's
know
like
what
family.
I like to call it? It's like when you got your check and you cashed it.
Ooh.
That feeling, right? I'm talking about that.
Oh. And the money is in your hand.
Yes. And it's that extra check.
Mmm.
Oh, this that one that hit in the middle of the month. All the bills and shit is paid.
You ain't got no bill to pay. Yeah.
That check that fall on the 15th.
That's it. Yeah. That's the one.
Especially that month you get paid 3 times. That's the whole experience. That's the vibe we're bringing, man. Just some happiness to the black community. They hate to see black people happy.
Man.
So we stay happy on their ass.
I was riding in a tow truck the other day.
What?
Wait, hold on. Let me just digress
Your story started on, too.
We digress. Okay.
So, I was getting a massage, right?
With a happy ending. Okay.
Happy beginning.
And it was this black dude, Jamaican, from New York. Well, from Jamaica, but by way of New York. He was like, I don't like black people. Black men. He was like, no offense. I'm sorry if I offend you. I'm not trying to offend you. He was like, they're all just jealous and envious and evil. I was like, oh. Well, I mean, you're being very nice to me.
Where did he get that from?
He said he got a fleet of like 15 trucks, but he had bought him a new car, like a BMW or a Benz or something. He said all his drivers quit at once. I'm like, because you bought a new car? Like, that doesn't, something, you know.
He didn't pay them and bought a new car.
Must be. Because something didn't add up. But he said he had been treating him well, but he said people be jealous. He said the only people that have ever helped him are not black people. I said, well, you're helping me right now. Because he
was charging you too, though.
No, I was AAA. But AAA said with COVID and everything, you can't ride in the truck with the driver to the location. And he let me ride. So I was like, I didn't have to take a lift. You let me ride. And he was like, well, how much was your lift to the vehicle? I said, $34. He was like, if you would have gave me $30, I would have came and got you. It's like, well, we're here now. And now we're just going to the Volvo place. So can I ride with you? And he was like, yeah. But that came out of nowhere. But it just made me think of how some people are like black people are. Some black people feel like black folks is not good people.
Let me tell those people this. All those people who think black people are envious and lazy and jealous, they never factor in how much black people really and truly don't give a fuck about what you got going on. You really think somebody is out here worried about your little fucking BMW? Man, fuck you. And everybody who looks like you. 99% of black people don't give a shit about everybody else.
That's a fact. Because I don't give a fuck what you got going on.
I don't. Fuck these people.
Fuck these people.
Fuck them.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
Big. Yeah.
Fuck
that part.
Yeah, man.
People are funny.
What else?
Mm-hmm.
The world slowly opening back up.
Are you still on Wild 'N Out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they gonna suffer. Because I'm going to be there forever. And ever. I'm going to be 79.
Wildin'. Okay.
Give me your leg. Let me my leg. Come here. You got insurance? I'm going to be on there forever. Should have never put me on there. Now they stuck with me.
Let me say what else I wanted to know.
What else?
I already got the background on how 85 South came together.
Yeah. It was raining one night. And we was like, we should take advantage of this. And then thunderstruck real hard. And I was like, nigga, I just discovered electricity. That was Benjamin Franklin.
Okay.
Now, we needed this platform because, you know, me, Chico, and DC, we some very creative dudes, and sometimes we can't get it all out on stage.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Even after a long weekend of shows, man, we still have a lot of shit to say.
It's necessary. And then I feel like it's good because, like you said, it's like family. Like when people watch the show live or virtual, you just feel good. Like
it's one of the things
you don't have like Martin and stuff no more. You don't have the Wayans brothers. You don't have like some of the shows we used to go home as a family and watch, and you come home, you unwind, you eat dinner. So it's something to like unwind, to like chill. People who smoke they blunt, people who drink.
That's exactly what it is. It's the ghetto TV station, man. We needed this platform though, because it's addictive when you start creating media.
Mm-hmm.
How many people be like, nigga, that's my favorite episode. Fuck it. And they show them, they be smoking the blunt. And then the blunt be like, bend a little bit. I'm like, that's some real shit.
What's your favorite episode?
Of this show?
Yes.
All of them.
Oh, that was a good end. Who the fuck coaching?
Because we got some episodes of this show that just the mention of them will make me start crying laughing. Like, we did this live show in San Antonio, and we were doing this song called Them Titties Is Mine.
Oh, you remember? That's memorable. Okay.
And the one where she's confident, yeah, that's right. She tucked her stomach down in them tights. The meth head. The meth head lady from
that
Oklahoma.
That is memorable.
Wheelchair man.
Wheelchair man in every episode. Motherfucking DC passing out. It's $2. Like, it's like every week it's something else, man. I can't pick no favorite episode.
Okay, okay.
Hell yeah, we had Busta Rhymes in here. Chico rapped the whole Busta Rhymes verse. Hell yeah. Shanika Adams, I won.
Okay.
Man, we done had some classic episodes on this motherfucker, man.
Okay, okay. Real.
Nigga win.
So that mean
the blow up dog.
When y'all hit like a 5 year, 10 year, y'all gonna have to do something like crazy.
Shit, it's been 6 years.
Well, 10 years, when you hit a 10-year.
Man, that's the thing about it. Shit, we just gonna have the fans do it. They post so many clips and shit, little shit that we might have forgot about. And that's what really, like, that's the dope
part. You remember the very first show?
The very first one at Smith's Old Bar. Yep. That was our very first live show. We had some
dope-ass
shows up in there.
Did you know then, like, when y'all was, when 85 South Show was a conversation? Did you know it would be what it is now?
Man, you got to go back and ask these niggas. Like, go back to the first episode. I've been told them niggas this shit was going to be.
Michael B. Jordan.
Exactly.
That's what you said. It's going to be Michael B. Jordan.
Nah, we was talking about.
Oh.
That's what. That's from the first episode.
Okay, okay.
Man, he had blocked DC.
Wait, what? He blocked DC, huh?
Yeah, he blocked DC.
Why?
I think they dated the same girl.
Oh, like years ago? Or like the current? Like this was recent? I'm confused. Help this, me. He dated Lori Harvey?
No. What?
DC used to date Lori?
No, I mean, I think it was. I don't know. I can't. As a nigga, I can't tell you that. I don't know. Him and DC, it was a woman's fault.
Okay, okay, okay.
Michael B. Jordan got mad, and DC was never mad. It was him. So that's what I remember.
Okay.
But yeah, I've been telling them since before we even recorded that shit that this shit could be exactly this.
Okay.
That's how we started doing that. This is who the podcast is for. Because niggas were like, Nick, what is a podcast? I was like, Nick, fuck that. This a ghetto podcast. This is for bitches named Tasha who can sing but don't sing in front of people.
Like, okay, the shower singer.
Exactly.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. Well, she want to do an album, but ain't nobody never heard her sing. But she can sing.
Okay.
She cool. Like that.
Okay, this is for them.
Hell
this
yeah.
is for them.
And Marvin Gaye been here the whole time.
Okay.
We got our...
Since episode one.
That plaque old as fuck. We just put it up there because a lot of people ain't got it. They owe us 10 more of them. Because we got like damn near 2 million subscribers. They're going to send us a golden goose or something. Hell yeah. Talk to them, man. Tell them where to find you and all that shit. Because it's a lot of motherfuckers. And they're going to be like, hey, that little relationship shit, I'm finna slide them DM. You better check them. Because it's going to be like hashtag 85%.
Let's see. Gail Bean on everything. I forgot because I had just recently changed my Instagram.
Why?
That's a whole... So, I didn't really give a fuck about the whole verification thing.
Yeah.
And the blue check thing, because I was like, I mean, I don't... That's just, I'm not really... I mean...
Okay.
So...
Okay.
My
See, they're
going to
fuck
like,
around and
no,
get you, and then they're
going to
be like, DM me for promo, hit this email, send a deposit.
No,
like,
I ain't doing that shit.
Booking shit.
No.
No, it ain't going to be you. It's a lot of fakes. I got 100 fake pages, and I ain't shit.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, somebody going to make a Wanda page.
Oh.
Look, book me for the party. Send deposit, cash app. I'm telling you.
Oh, shit.
Wait
I
till them
not.
Fake pages, though. You need to go.
Well, I got it now. Right, so that was the thing. If my name used to be one thing, and then my publicist kept saying, no, you need to change your name in order to get verified. And I was like, well, I don't really give a fuck about being verified. I just really, I'm the worker. I just want to work. So I'm like, I just want to fucking, I don't want to have to do publicity. I don't want to have to show up to events and shit.
You got to do all that shit. Yeah. That's part of the game.
So that's what she was like, no, I need you when it comes to like an Emmy campaign or this campaign with pushing you, I need you to be verified. So I was like, all right, fine, fuck it. I'll change my name. So now my Instagram name is Gail, G-A-I-L, underscore, underscore, Bean, B-E-A-N.
All right, can I ask you a question as a lady?
Yes.
It's been a lot of controversy.
As a lady, okay, go ahead.
It's been a lot of controversy about women wearing bonnets in public.
Okay.
Monique said some shit.
What'd she say?
She said that the shit looked ghetto and some more things.
A lot of shit look ghetto, but...
I know,
okay, keep going.
And then...
But I do love Monique. Keep going.
Some people like she right.
Okay.
Some people like she wrong.
Okay.
I mean, as a nigga, I don't got no opinion about it.
Niggas will still holler at a girl that got on a bonnet.
It depends. It's all about that booty.
Listen, I would have on a...
If she got on a bonnet and a fat-ass booty... And you're like, fuck what's under that bonnet.
Okay. So you're asking me, do I think bonnets are ghetto?
No, I'm just asking, do you have an opinion either way?
Wearing them in the airport, right, with pajamas.
That's what started it. It was a picture of a group of ladies, and who knows where they were going.
Well, I mean, to be honest, like we talked about earlier, I don't really give a fuck what another person do.
That's a great stance to have.
I don't care. I got a fucking bonnet. Do I wear it out? No. But do I care if another bitch wear it out? No. I mean, I don't care. That's not something that bothers me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, what bothers me is shit that really affect me. Like, going somewhere to get my hair done and motherfuckers is like, come with it, wash, blow dry, braid it. Like, that annoys me.
You're too big of a star to even be dealing with them.
Yeah. Oh, I don't have that. But I be seeing it, and I've experienced it one time. And I was like, oh, I ain't never fucking come back to you. Never. You can die.
Oh, don't damn.
Yeah.
God, damn.
Sorry. All right.
She got talking about
the first man in the accident. Oh, so... it's ironic because...
Hold on, Gail. Can you repeat the question on camera so we can get it?
Oh, when I first met Damson Idris, who plays Franklin Saint on Snowfall, he's British. He a Brit. I did not know he wasn't American. When we were in the Vanity trailer, he like loves comedy, so he does a lot of like impersonation.
Really?
Yes, like heavy impersonation of comedic stuff. So I still didn't know. It wasn't until, like, I think I was already filming Snowfall. Maybe we had rapped where I heard him talk one time. I was like, what the fuck? This nigga is not a nigga. Like, where you from? And I think I asked him, I was like, where are you from? And we didn't really talk much season two. So it probably had to be either after season two or maybe on season three where I had the conversation with him. And I was just like, you know, where are you from? But that shit blew me. Like, because he's so black. Like.
That shit will throw you off.
Yeah. I know people is black as fuck from wherever, but just nothing, if you look at him, nothing reads Brit. You know what I'm saying? Like, not, the way I see him, not the way he dressed, not his hair, not nothing gave any indicator. You know what I'm saying? When you meet some people, sometimes there's some indicators about them, like, oh, you got a little Kendall Road dust on you. You know what I'm saying? Like something, not from a negative kind of sense, but something that tells you where they're from.
Right.
Yeah, he didn't have that. He left that shit at the airport.
Exactly. He was like, I'm over here.
Fuck. Yeah, that was different.
Yeah. So we're really looking forward to seeing you on this new project. And if you need us for anything, or promo, keep doing your thing. Yes. We know all the accolades and awards are coming.
Listen, it's different. I will say I'm a little nervous.
It's coming.
Because this new role is very, it's challenging to me. People are like, oh, you're gonna eat it. But no, it's challenging because it's different and it's, I feel like everybody gonna be watching. And I feel like the city is riding on this. Because I think I'm the only one on the show from Atlanta.
You gotta do it.
Yeah, it's, but yeah, I'm gonna let you know. It's gonna be crazy.
I got one last question.
Yes.
I told you, he a big fan. Shout out to Cat. He got them shorts on today, y'all.
I just wanted to ask you about John Singleton. If you were able to meet him before he passed, and then you could tell us something about him.
Okay. Yes, John Singleton is a legend. I was able to meet him. I was able to meet John before he passed. John is one of those people, well, let me back up. I met John, I want to say, in 2012 here in Atlanta. He came to my acting class because him and my teacher at the time were really close. He spoke life into us, just gave us some gems and heads up about the industry, about being Black in the industry. And it was just divine how years later I ended up on the show.
Right.
Now, he only directs the finale episode, so when he died during season 3, they had to step in and have a replacement. I think maybe somewhere a little bit of vision got lost in that episode. That's why some people were confused about what it was, when really it was like a parallel universe of what if Franklin never sold drugs, and how that whole thing would have came around. But I know some people kind of was confused, like, are you pregnant? Is this like after or before? I'm like, no, this is if it never would have happened. But he was just like, if you told me you wanted to go be an astronaut on the moon, he would say, how can he help? Like, do that. He would speak life into you like, you can. Let me know some plans. What are some of the steps? Like, he was invested. He listened. So few people in the industry actually listen and are genuine and authentic when it's like, oh, how can I help you?
Right.
What do you need? Tell me more. That's very rare. So he was one of those. He definitely, so L.A. So L.A. loved L.A. Loved his people. Just a great guy, like, just being in his space. And he's very excited, like, about what's going on, what he's working on. So I used to tell, when Man Boy first came on the show, shout out to Melvin Gregg, he came...
He been putting it down for a minute.
He been putting it in work.
Shout out to Melvin.
He been putting it work.
Killing the internet, man.
When he came, I was like giving him the lay, we got the same publicist. I was giving him the lay of the land, and I was like, if you want any information on what's gonna happen to your character or the storyline, just go sit and talk to John for a few, and he'll get excited. He'll end up telling you some shit that he's not supposed to tell you about your character and about the storyline, because he's that excited where he just get to talk and he'll be like, he'll touch LD and be like, don't tell nobody this, okay? Don't tell nobody. So he was just great, funny, excited, and he was there every day. Even though he only directed the finale episode, he was on set every single day watching, seeing what's going on. Just happy. Even this long in the industry, still just happy, still like not tainted.
Still excited about
mm-hmm.
it. Well, that's dope, man. Rest in peace to the legend. And salute to the future legend.
Thank you.
You know where we at.
From one to another. Hey, take one to no one.
Don't let this be your last time in the trap.
Oh, we won't. Listen, after this next project, I'm going to come here and
kick
just
back.
Turn this motherfucker up.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there you have it, folks. This has been another rendition mm-hmm. of the 85 South Show.
Yes.
Gail B.
Thank you.
Love you, girl.
Thank you. Oh,
Lord. Let's get a
this
picture.
This was great.
This was dope.
You. When did motherfuckers start throwing up the peace sign? Like, cause I know back when Freak Me, your Freak Me niggas was not hitting peace.
Shit, when the streets got rough, nigga, that's the first thing we need some peace.
Niggas
around
was
this
not
bitch.
Throwing up the peace sign during Freak Me.
Shit, they was holding my titties piece. And shit. Nigga had a.
Let me pee real quick. What a bath.
Right here, around the corner.
This was great, guys. Thank you.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know. What happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.